All right, we'll take questions for Bayless. Please raise your hand. Mike, we'll start with you.
Bayless, how much time did you kind of miss or were limited during the preseason? And do you feel healthy at this point?
Yes, I feel healthy. I feel 100%. You know, I've been working my tail off to get back so I can help my brothers. But yeah, I feel 100%. I feel healthy. So just been rehabbing every morning, even when I'm feeling good, you know, to stay on top of that, make sure that issue don't come back up.
Jimmy?
Bayless, take us through the opening kickoff that you almost housed and the reaction when it was called back.
Watching film with Coach Eck, great special team coach, watching film with Coach Eck, you know, just having those moments we talk and stuff like that. And he was just telling me that I'm a natural returner, and he was just like, you know, feel it. And so that's what I did, you know. It was a short kick, caught it, looked up, and so I was just going to hit like a seam here, but it closed, and I bounced out and hit the sideline, and I just let my instincts kick in.
What makes you a natural kickoff returner?
I guess it's my feel, and my, I'm an aggressive runner when I have the ball in my hands also. And so, yeah, just being aggressive and, you know, hitting everything full speed, you can't be hesitant.
For Wes and Vince.
Hey, Bill, so, you know, after not being quite as involved in the game in the opener, you know, were you just getting healthier the past couple of weeks, or is the ball just coming to you more?
It's all about preparation and stuff. Yeah, I had a hamstring issue at the beginning of the season. But, like, now, like I said, I feel 100%. And so I'm just, you know, happy to be back and be here with my brothers and battle with them and do what I can, you know, to make sure I put ourselves in the best situation possible to get a win.
You know, hamstring injuries, you know, they can just linger sometimes. Is that, I know you got off to a slower start last year and then picked it up. Are you thinking, like, oh, no, I don't want to get off to another slow start here?
Well, yeah, this is my last year, but, you know, just speaking with God and my family and stuff, like, I didn't panic like I did last year. You know, I just prayed every day and every night, you know, just thanking God for the opportunity, you know, just being blessed to, you know, have an extra year to come back. And so, like, I was just taking everything day by day. And so, like, look how good God is. You know, I felt like I did something to help my team out today, so just thankful that I'm healthy now.
Vincent and Adam.
Bayless, you talked about you in the return game, but take us through that touchdown catch. What was the call, and what were you thinking?
It was just like a quick in. I figured the way the backers were playing, it was going to be a big window for me. And so I made a move, got open, grabbed the ball, and I knew I was going to have to get skinny. When I caught the ball, because I knew the corner was on me. So broke that tackle, and then I was just off to the races. Had the ball in my right hand, and we don't ever switch the ball over in traffic. And so I had to keep it in my right hand. So I was like, he was gaining on me. And I was just thinking, like, I was just going to have to hesitate towards him, you know, to keep him back for a little so I can get to the end zone.
Bayless, are you guys still in a feeling out phase with this coaching staff, learning a little more about what's expected each game, or is that pretty much sealed at this point?
No, I feel like it's a process. Nothing's going to be perfect. It all starts at practice, and, you know, we're still learning as we go. And, man, I just can't wait to see, you know, we're getting better and better each week, and I'm just really excited to really get back to practice on Tuesday. And so, yeah, we have a feel for this offense, but we can do things better, and I feel like we did a lot of things good as well.
Mike and then Jimmy.
Yeah, Bayless, this is a very important question. Is that a goat necklace? And if so, what's the story on that?
No, I just, like, thought about it. I feel like everything you do is a mindset, and when you go out there on the field, like, you got to feel like you're the best at what you do, and that's the confidence I have with my game. Like, no matter who we're playing, no matter who I'm going against, like, I just, you know, you got to feel like you're the best on the field. And so it's all a mindset.
Bayless, what makes Hendon Hooker an effective quarterback?
Man, he's really smart. You know, can read coverages. And not only that, he's a mobile quarterback that can use his legs, you know, to just get a first down for his team. And also, like, I feel like his accuracy as well. He's just like a complete quarterback that can move around, really like a playmaker. I look at him as a Deshaun Watson quarterback at Clemson. That's his skill set reminds me of that. So he's just a playmaker all around.
David?
Bayless, Josh talks about hitting the deep ball in practice a lot. It just hadn't kind of happened in the games yet. How close do you think y'all are? Because obviously with Florida next, the big plays kind of need to start coming. How confident are you that y'all can start hitting these big
plays? Oh, I'm really confident. You know, like I said, we're going to go back and watch film. And we made those plays 100 times at practice. And so I'm really confident, you know, we're going to be clicking on all cylinders when we go into Gainesville. Like, no need to panic or anything. You know, we're just going to do what we do best and get all the confidence in the world of my brothers. And they got all the confidence in the world of me, especially with each of my quarterbacks. All great guys.
We'll take a few more Bannon and Vince.
Just all those deep balls. Is Coach Burns stressing anything to you all as a unit, maybe things that you all can do better within your route to maybe help out the quarterback on those deep balls?
The thing about an offense, like, everybody, you know, have to do that job, whether it's a receiver running the route, quarterback, offensive lineman, you know, one small mistake, you can mess up a whole play. And so, you know, that's what we teach, you know, being consistent, everybody doing their jobs. And so, no, not really. I mean, you know, you hit some, you miss some. But we're going to prepare, work our tails off this upcoming week, and go into Gainesville and go play our tails off.
Bayless, as a leader and someone that's been through SEC play before, with so many different new players this year, what are you going to tell some of those guys about what to expect when you guys go to Gainesville and start SEC play?
Oh, you know, COVID is still here, but, you know, they're allowing, like, full capacities at stadium. Yeah, it's going to be loud, this and that, but at the end of the day, it's football, you know. No matter if it's the NFL, college, high school, football would be football to the end of time. And so, you know, just go out there and, like, preparing all week through practice and stuff like that. Like, let them know, like, push yourself at practice and rest it will take care of yourself, like, during the game. And so there's no need to panic, you know, I'm going to tell those guys. And that will mean a lot coming from me, I feel like. And so, yeah, it's another day of football, next team. I'm grateful just to, you know, to be playing this game.
One more? Austin, you want one? No. All right. Thanks,
Dan. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.